Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 66 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. This show is always sponsored by TLB Talk, obviously, TLBTalk.com, and yeah, that's what this show is named after. TLB Talk Radio is a platform that we use to assure you that there's always going to be a place where you can go and say what needs to be said. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in a couple of minutes after I get through this, yes, every single week show opening. The show title is Jab Status, 3 years in the making. Let me go over that. Jab Status, 3 years in the making. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country constantly and increasingly forbidding of just these very concepts. We could see this all around us today. This show airs live weekly on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. And look, again, real quick, because I've got a lot of information to put out today. If you really want to help these platforms and you're somebody who donates on a semi-regular basis, okay, again, just add up what you normally donate over the course of a year. And the next time you go in, divide that number by 12 and put that number in there and click make this a monthly donation. Reason being, you give them a budget they can count on. And when they have a budget they can count on, if enough people actually do that, it doesn't cost you any more money, but it gives them more peace of mind and security to give you bigger, better, faster, to give you a better platform, okay? And again, if you are somebody who contributes to these platforms anyway, this is a way to take the next step up for them without necessarily giving them more. Although I strongly suggest if you can give more, give more. These are the people bringing you the truth. They're worth a few extra dollars. Okay. So, Stephen, I ask you every week, does that make sense?
I thought you were going to ask me where'd you get that wrong?
Well, I kind of figured I'd change it up just a wee bit.
Oh, I see. You threw me.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Okay. All right. So let's slide down just a little bit further, and we're going to get into something. Well, I'll tell you about it, okay? First off, our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths and to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths without fear of censorship or exclusion. That, of course, being the sponsor of the show, TLBTalk.com. Go there. Let me explain something to you. If you cannot have a group on Facebook, if you cannot have a group, I could name a lot of platforms where you can talk about things that you know are true, but you're not being allowed to talk about them. If they are not illegal, come to TLB Talk with the members of your group. If that's the only reason that you're there, start a group, have your discussion, share your information. Okay. This is what TLBTalk.com is all about, giving you a place where you can learn and share the truth. Okay. Also, a link to any references used for this show, presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published on the LibertyBeacon.com by noon central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data points and articles. This is going to be an easy one for me to do as far as giving you a link to the article or getting permission from the author. And I will get to that in a few seconds, too. So let's get down to business. What's the title of today's show? Again, Eagles, I Report, Jab Status, 3 years in the making. Let me get through a few opening points here, and then I will give you what you're waiting for. Last week, I told you we would revisit this topic and take it to the next level. And yes, I'm jumping on vaccines again today. Why? Because this is basically part two from our show last week. Will I do this again next week? We'll get into that as well. Today, I will present information for this show taken from an article authored by myself. But when? almost 3 years in the making and having appeared in several past iterations, updated and republished twice already since its origin in 2020. So basically what I'm telling you is I wrote, when all of this crap started, a vaccine-related article that was pointing out even back then I had questions about what was being called a vaccine. That was in 2020. This is 2023. This article has been updated several times and republished just to show that path. This, again, is titled Jab Status, 3 years in the making. I'm not going to take an article I wrote 3 years ago and present it to everybody here and think those of you who have a brain are going to go, wait a minute, that happened a while back. But what I am going to do is show you a progression. Hindsight is 2020. A progression that today they are still denying at the top of their lungs and also making life miserable for you if you dare not to believe them. Am I joking? Steve, do you think I'm joking?
I don't never hear you joke.
Okay, thank you. That's exactly what I expected you to say too. All right, today, again, I'm going to present an article I wrote initially in 2020 and has been updated two times since then and republished with the old information and the new information right in sequence. So let's go. The question some of you are asking is why vaccines again? Okay, I stated this at the beginning of the last show. And I'm going to state it again because this is basically part two of last week. Although it is different information, it's a carry-on. So why vaccines again? As I stated regularly, out of sheer necessity, because never in the history of mankind has something been used to harm or possibly eliminate so many people and still be widely accepted as humanity's savior medicinally. Via propaganda, or dare I say it, disinformation. In other words, you better still like this vaccine and you better not be talking bad things about it. Or else, and this comes from your government. Okay, we'll get into the tyranny a little deeper as we go. When most people think about vaccines, what do they think about? Okay, they think about global lifesavers, especially today, COVID. They think about protecting our children. They think about extending my life because I'm not going to die of a disease I didn't have to get. Anything. They think anything, but they are deadly. They are fertility killers. They are child wreckers or anything else controversial because they have been propagandized all their lives. These are the vax lovers. They have been propagandized all of their lives to believe none of what I just said is true. And anyone discussing the negative points of vaccination is dangerous. Yes, you heard me. We're dangerous. Okay? But yet you walk into a doctor's office to get a COVID shot and you ask the doctor, is this thing okay? And the doctor looks at you and says, this is safe and effective. This is a doctor who knows damn right well they're not. What did he just do if your child gets three shots and dies? You see, we have what's called informed consent in this country. If you asked your doctor that and that's what he told you and your child dies, should that doctor be in prison for life for committing murder? For committing premeditated murder. He knew the chances are much higher with that vaccine of her child dying of it. And said nothing except that it is safe and effective. This is the world we live in today, people, and we wonder why so many people took these jabs. When the people we learned to trust so much, my generation, the baby boomers, when we were young, if they're lying to you, you don't know until it's too late. And this is the case, far too big a case today. Okay? I'm going to tell you the hit points. I'm going to tell you the hit points, even though we have so many people still across the planet that believe that vaccines are the savior of humanity. Let me give you some hit points. Yet today, thanks to the 2020 hindsight, excuse me, we know that these jabs are responsible for the following. Reduced global fertility. We know this for a fact. Damaged ovarian function. We know this to be a fact. Reduced sperm count. We know this to be a fact. Again, 2020 hindsight. Increased number of miscarriages and spontaneous births. We know this to be a fact. That's just the first point. Infertility. How about we go to blood clots? Massive blood clots. There are images all over the net of undertakers or whoever does, you know, the final operation on this person and goes in and they have pulled out of the legs blood clots in excess of 2.5 feet long, only in the fully vaccinated. Gee, I wonder what the hell this person died from. Blood clots on a massive scale. And we're talking blood clots 2 to 3 feet long. And where are most of these blood clots occurring? In the brain and in the heart. What's that doing to our kids? Anybody heard anything about myocarditis lately in our teens or young adults? Especially in, I don't know, the athletes that are dropping dead right as they play. And supposedly in the peak of their health and recently vaccinated for COVID-19. How many of our children today suffer from inflammation of the heart? How many of our children, even months after having a jab, have gone in, had an x-ray, and found that their heart has scars on it? I'm not joking. I actually wrote an article about that. Now, if your heart has a scar on it and you are that young, as you grow, your heart grows with you. Okay, it has to. It has to supply more blood, so on and so forth. A scar does not expand with normal growth. It is a blemish. It is a wrecking ball on your heart. And may at some point, as you age, as you grow older, be your death toll. Not a joke. Anybody who thinks it's safe for a young kid to have a scarred heart, you're a moron. Ask any doctor. They will tell you. But this is what we're seeing. How about an increase in the number of autoimmune diseases in the last 3 years like we have never seen on this planet? I'm going to explain something to you. Autoimmune diseases may not put your life at risk as you are young, but people with autoimmune diseases that affect them for an entire life don't usually live as long as a person who is healthy and does not have these. That's not a joke. This is a researched fact. So, with such an increase in the number of autoimmune diseases in the past 3 years, how has this affected their life expectancy? And most researchers will tell you in a very negative fashion. Besides the fact that they're going to grow up with an autoimmune deficiency. How about increased risk of cancer resulting in a massive increase in the number of active cancer cases? Listen to me. Or the resurgence of what was thought to be cured cancer in many. There are reports of people who have been in remission for 2, 3, 4 years, have gone into their doctor for a yearly visit, and the doctor has said over and over again, not a sign of it, not a sign of it, not a sign of it. Then they go and they get their COVID vaccines, shot one, shot two, booster one, booster two. And now all of a sudden, that cancer that's been gone, that hasn't bothered them for 3 to 5 years, is putting their entire life in jeopardy again. The same damn cancer that wasn't there no more is back. And this is what we're seeing in the jet. The number of resurging or new cancer cases in the jab across the planet is making doctors going, what the hell is going on? Not a joke. Not a guess. This is what's happening. Cancer is exploding. No, cancer is a nuclear explosion right about now. Do some research, okay? Also, fertility or infertility is exploding at a nuclear fashion. Why? We've given what some people say is 6 billion out of 8.5 billion people multiple shots of something we know is either going to severely limit or totally destroy their fertility, male or female. How many people have been vaccinated? I heard it approaches 6 billion. So you have possibly, okay, over the next 5 to 6 years, we will know more. You may have made 2/3 or 3/4 of the global population infertile. Does anybody here think I'm lying, joking, or exaggerating? All of the stuff I am giving you are researched facts. Hindsight, we look back and we see. With all of this and many more unknowns still popping up as this choreographed disaster progresses, just what will the future look like? On next week's show, we're going to once again jump into choreographed government and deep state tyranny, because that is what is driving what we're talking about today. So in fact, it is the next logical step in this discussion. But for today's show, we're going to jump into, and I'm going to do something I tell you I never do. I'm going to read my article. If this was someone else's article, I wouldn't do that. I would take key points. But this is an article I feel very comfortable. Now, will it be word for word? No. Will I throw some extra stuff in there I may not have written down when I was doing the article? Yes. But what you will hear is the intent that developed over 3 years. Does it sound 3 years old? No. But the information is cured. And why is it cured? Because this article has developed over 3 years. So let's start the ball rolling by establishing a baseline. A baseline for what? A baseline for vaccines. When the H1N1 vaccine caused about 50 deaths, actual number that was released to the public was 32, but you and I both know the government says 32 was probably closer to 50. It may even have been 100. But when the H1N1 vaccine caused about 50 deaths in the 1970s, the mid-1970s, it was pulled off the market as being too dangerous for public vaccination. Did you hear what I said? I told you a vaccine that was developed to do mass vaccinations, not only in this country, but in many countries, was pulled off the shelf because once they started to use it in America, they recorded in excess of 32 deaths and said it was too dangerous for the public and pulled it. We're talking 50 deaths. They're saying 32 deaths. How many people? Well, let me not get too far ahead. Let me just read what I wrote. Yet today we are seeing vaccine damage and related deaths that number in the hundreds of thousands in the United States and easily in the millions or tens of millions globally. But you sure as hell better take it again and again and again and again, etc. Until someone like the now retired hit and run Fauci tells you that you are finally fully vaccinated, which may change numerous times before it is finally done, if ever. I have one word for this, and it's bullcrap. When you have, and you've all heard me say this, but it fits right here. When you have the CEO of Moderna stating that COVID was basically a case of the yearly flu and you were probably to fear it if you were over 80 years old or had several comorbidities. This is what the CEO of one of the largest companies making the COVID-19 vaccine had to say. So what are we talking about then? Huh? What are we talking about? We're talking about forced vaccination, and let's talk a little bit more about that vaccination. Okay. Today, we're looking at a possible, and there are those out there who don't believe viruses even exist, so I put the word possible in there. Today, we are looking at a possible virus that has a fatality rate for most of us of, listen to me, 0.003%. The average individual has a 0.00, which is 0.003 of a percent. And even for those at risk, there are proven substitutes for these supposed vaccines. And we know about one of them, ivermectin. We know about another one, hydroxychloroquine. We know they worked. They were proven to work. But when they started to supplant the vaccines, Moderna and a few others like Pfizer went to the government and said, they're taking money from us. We got to make that illegal. They had to have the shot. One of the reasons was greed. The other reason is ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine did not carry the spike protein and whatever else was in that vaccine that is causing so much hell on Earth today. So they couldn't let you cure yourself with something that wouldn't put you in the position they wanted you in. Anybody out there who is still wondering why hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, even though proven to take care of this flu during flu season, were basically shut off, including having pharmacies not allowed to prescribe it or to sell it to you, and doctors being discouraged from telling you could have it, making a prescription for it. Anyway, let's go forward, all right? Why did I just say faux vaccine when I was talking about that, okay? And let's go over the last part of that just one more time so that I can put that into perspective, okay? I'm going to read the last paragraph. Today, we're looking at a possible virus that has a fatality rate for most of us of 0.003%, and even worse, and even for those at risk, there are substitutes for the vaccines that would keep most of those at risk well within the safe zone, meaning not dying, and at a cost far below that of these experimental and not properly tested bull faux vaccines. Anybody who thinks that they can blame this on these vaccines being brand new, just invented, and they didn't have the time to be properly tested, it's an absolute lie. mRNA vaccines have been worked on for at least a dozen years. So for those who are telling you that this was rushed, the technology was brand new, it had never been used before, they didn't know what they were doing, so we can't blame them for anything, it's a damn lie. It is. And anybody who can't go out and do a little bit of research and find out that mRNA technology is well over 10 years old, probably closer to 15 years old, probably shouldn't be listening to this show. I'm telling you, the massive lies that got pushed in the face of we the people in order to put us in a situation where we knew if we didn't take that supposed vaccine, our lives would never be the same. So why did I just say full vaccine? Because a real vaccine accomplishes the following. It introduces a small controlled amount of a known virus into the system, allowing the body to produce a first line of defense, antibodies, that serve to protect the body. This process is called acquiring immunity. My second point. It keeps you from being a carrier by ensuring your body sustains no viral load associated with this virus, again called immunity. My third point, It prevents you from being a danger to others via shedding or transmitting the virus due to the fact that your body contains no viral load associated with said virus. So, okay, simple terms. What does a real vaccine do? You can't get it, so you can't store it, so you can't give it. Yeah, you cannot, your body cannot pick that virus up anymore. It's immune. If it can't pick it up anymore because it'll be killed as soon as it walks in the door, then your body can't store it. If your body can't store it, you can't make someone else sick because they got too close to you or swapping spit with your girlfriend or whatever. Okay? That's what a vaccine is supposed to do. How much of that do you think the COVID vaccines do? Why do you think we call them a jab or a shot? If you look at the real world performance of these supposed vaccines, you can no longer help but see that they accomplish none of the required steps to actually qualify as a vaccine. But yet, the government starts calling it a vaccine. And when people like me and some of you start sending messages back saying, well, this doesn't work at all like a vaccine, what did they do? They redefined the definition of a vaccine. Well, if it doesn't keep you from getting it, it doesn't keep you from storing it, it doesn't keep you from giving it to other people, what's the definition the government has to have for a vaccine today? You won't feel as bad. Even if it don't keep you from getting it and don't keep you from giving it, how the hell can it be anything better than it just, you just won't feel so bad? How?
Well, you told me one time quite a few months ago that we could have a discussion about what contagion is.
Yes, and we will. I promise you. Actually, if you'd like to crank that up for next week. No, I want to do a little bit of politics next week. How about you and I set up a show for 2 weeks from now? I'd love to talk about that. I would.
Sure.
No, I'm serious. Okay. All right. So everybody listening, Steve and I are going to do a show together in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about what real contagion is. Okay. All right. So let me continue with this. Okay. So if you look at the real world performance of these supposed vaccines, you can no longer help but see that they accomplish nothing that would qualify them as a vaccine. In fact, something admitted to by the makers of these jabs, they don't keep you from getting COVID, a fact seen all across the planet, as we are seeing that the most cases of COVID today in many countries are now in those individuals who are fully vaccinated or at least partially vaccinated. I'm not joking. And there are articles and stories about this on the Liberty Beacon and a lot of websites about Israel, which was actually, when it came to the COVID vaccines, the most quickly vaccinated and the most vaccinated country on the planet. And it didn't take long after you had a vast majority of their population having been vaccinated before the hospital started filling up with what? They started filling up with vaccinated patients that were suffering from and dying from COVID because the COVID reaction to those who caught it when they were fully vaccinated was 2.5 times worse than with somebody who got the vaccine. Did you hear what I just said? This isn't a guess. This is a fact. Okay? But you better get it. You better get it or else. Okay. Now, we are also finding out from other researchers that the vaccinated carry many times the viral load of an unvaccinated individual. Most unvaccinated individuals, well, let me continue with this. A point that is, I don't know, insanely unvaccine. And we are also being told that you can and will transmit that viral load to those around you. Let me finish this and then we'll go to break, Steve. I know you're about to tell me about that. If you stop to consider what I just said, the unvaccinated, most of them, even if they have some COVID in their system but have no symptoms, you have nothing to worry about. But somebody who is fully vaccinated has a viral load that is much more destructive and easily transferred to you than anybody who has never been vaccinated. This, listen to me, this makes every single fully vaccinated individual on this planet a choreographed, intentional, and created super spreader. Why the hell do you think they forced so many people to get this damn vaccine globally? There is no other explanation, people. The only reason this was forced down everybody's throat is because even for those who didn't get it, there would be recourse, especially if they hung around with people who did. Your chances of catching COVID from somebody who's never been vaccinated are minimal. Your chances of catching the spike protein, manufactured spike protein, from somebody who is fully vaccinated is, well, according to the government, it doesn't exist. According to reality, it's the biggest danger you face. Steve, you ready for a break? I got to breathe.
You have to breathe.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, hang on a second. I got to turn my screen went black on me.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. See you back in 60 seconds, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, so we've gone over a bunch of situations here. We've gone over situations where we are still being not only told, and in a lot of companies, if you go to get a job, one of the first things they're going to ask you is, do you have your COVID shots? Also, your children, who are very easily damaged by these, will be required to get a booster every year when they get ready to go to school. And I'm sure if you take a look at the shots your child was required prior to going back to school this year, you will see that was on there. I will tell you right now, this is my personal belief, okay? And I won't hold this to anybody, but this is my personal belief. Do not tell me how much you love your child and how much you want to protect them when you go and give them a shot that is the most deadly thing you can put into their body, being misquoted as a vaccine, okay? If you actually do this to your child, knowing that more children are dying from this shot than any shot ever given to your children, and at a higher rate across the planet than you're even being told, okay? We also know, just due to the things I gave you at the beginning of the show, that this child is going to grow up with two strikes already against him or her, either with an autoimmune disease, either with blood clots, either with – and that child all the way through school every year will probably be required to get a COVID-19 booster shot every single year. I'm going to tell you right now, we are looking at a component being used to seriously cut back on the number of useless eaters on planet Earth. There is no reason to do the things that have been done over the last couple of years unless that is the case. But you're not allowed to slow down from one disaster to the next long enough to put two and two together. At least they're hoping you're not. At least they're hoping you don't listen to a show like this. Everything I say, I can back up. There is nothing I'm going to give you today that I'm afraid to give you because I can't show you where the information came from or where you can't do the research yourself. Okay, so let's carry on where I left off with the article I wrote. And for all of you who may just be joining in, let me say the title of the article is, Okay. Before I go to the title, I want to check one thing here. Okay. Yes. Never mind. All right. The title of this show is Jab Status, 3 years in the making. And what I was looking for is if I want to make sure that something gets put out. And I don't know if I included that in this version of the article, but apparently I did. So what we're going to talk about here is, so what, if any, benefit is getting the experimental jab if it won't keep you from getting a virus, if it won't keep your body from building a large viral load within your body, if it won't keep you from transmitting or shedding it to those around you. If it won't, we are told it will lessen your symptoms. It won't do any of the other things, but it will lessen your symptoms and you won't feel as bad. Really? So it won't protect me or anybody around me, but I won't feel as sick. And for that, I have to play Russian roulette, not only with me, but with my children. I won't feel as bad, but it won't do anything else for me. And if I take enough of them, it could kill me. Listen to what I just said, people, because nothing I just said is wrong, exaggerated, or put out to scare you. It's all fact. Hindsight is 20/20. And I'm going to tell you something. If you are fully vaccinated, then please don't take offense to this. It is an absolute fact. By the very definition, you are now a qualified super spreader. Not the person who's never been vaccinated. If they're not sick, there's a damn good chance they have no viral load or something so small their immune system's taking care of it, and it ain't making them sick at all. They're not killing anybody, nothing. But you, as a super spreader, have a massive viral load that you now have the ability to pass on. Why the hell would you want to vaccinate an entire planet with something that would also vaccinate those who were stubborn and wouldn't take your vaccine? Stop and think about what I just said. Not only is it a vaccine that will spread something you wish across the entire planet, but it doesn't do anything about what you're supposedly protecting them from. As a matter of fact, there's a real good chance if you're fully vaccinated and you get COVID, it's going to be so bad it's going to kill you. Because the vast majority of those dying from COVID today, quote unquote COVID, okay, being told dying from COVID, are fully vaccinated. Gee, how does that make sense, Roger? Gee, everybody listening, it doesn't. But hindsight is 20/20, isn't it? Again, an article written over 3 years. I started this in 2020. All right. We are also being told by many credible researchers, doctors, and scientists, listen to me, that each time someone receives a vaccination, the jab, their immune system goes to its knees, intentionally due to the spike protein, for many months. Wait a minute. I get a vaccine which is supposed to enhance my immune system. I'm told it's a vaccine. And what does it do? It literally brings my immune system to its knees for many months. There are reports out there, and I'm not so sure about this, which is why it wasn't in my article, that say you could lose your immune system for up to 15 months per shot. I don't believe it's quite that bad, but I would have no problems. It said 150 months, which is, yeah, that's over 10 years. I would say maybe that was a typo in what I originally looked at, and it may be 15 months, which is a little over a year. But then that would make sense if you consider the rest of what I wrote here, okay? And after enough jabs are administered to your body, it results in a total breakdown of said immune system. Now, stop to consider that the recommendation for COVID shots is not for one shot, like with many real vaccines every flu season. You are told you need two. No, wait. You're told you need two and a booster. No, wait. You're told you need two and a booster and another booster. No, wait. You're told you need a shot, another shot, a booster, another booster, and now another booster. And now they're talking about another booster. And now they're talking about a shot you have to take every single year for that flu. For the flu, the Moderna CEO said was no worse than the flu of a normal flu season unless you're over 80 and have several severe comorbidities. So now we're being told continuous boosters every single year. And we are told that our children will be getting COVID shots prior to attending school. And this will go on forever. And all within months of each other, these shots will be need to be taken, just like we had. Do you take the first shot? A couple months later, you took the second shot. A couple months later, you took the third shot. So your anybody out there that's fully vaccinated, your immune system is all but non-existent at this point. The rest of your life may be pure hell. You will get a cold and it will make you miserable for 2 weeks instead of 2 days. And it will ravage your body when it never would have before. You get the flu, you may not survive it. This is what doctors and scientists are screaming across the planet. Anybody who doesn't believe this, all you need to do is put that in any search engine and look. And I will have some articles attached to this, some links where you can do some more research tomorrow when I publish this. Okay? Now we know that we didn't just need one booster. Now we know that we probably just didn't need two boosters. Now we know that there's possibly a fifth shot for anybody who wants it. And now we know that it may be a yearly thing and continuous. And this is all done within months of each shot for a supposed virus with the actual killing power of the flu. Why? Why? If you take a look at the people who actually died from COVID, not the people we were told died from COVID, the people who actually died from COVID, who had never been vaccinated, let's leave the vaccine out of this, prior to the vaccine or people who didn't get vaccine and died from COVID, what you will find out is that the number rivals a bad flu year. When's the last time in a flu year we did anything like this? Anything. When's the last time we vaccinated the globe multiple times for a flu? When? When's the last time we destroyed economies? When's the last time we caused the average family's expenditures, and this is an estimate, to increase by $700 a month due to the wrecking ball COVID has caused in how many nations across the planet? In America, that's what I heard. The average family today, due to COVID and all of the cost increases and inflation, is suffering a $700 a month increase in expenditures. Now, obviously, on the low end, that's not going to work because some families only make $700 to $1,000 a month. Okay? And they're on, a lot of them are on state subsistence, which is probably the only thing keeping them alive and healthy because they couldn't afford it with the money they're making. But somebody out there who's bringing home $50,000 a year, that's $1,000 a week, okay? So you figure $700 a month out of 4,000. How about the guy who's only bringing home 26 grand a year, which is about average for your lower middle class to lower income? Okay. $26,000 a year. That's a little over 2,000 a month. Take 700 away from that. This is what has happened to America for a virus that had no more knockdown power than the seasonal flu and a vaccine that is doing more damage and causing more of a health crisis than a supposed virus did. Stop and think about what Roger's saying. That wasn't all in my article, but what my article is telling you is leading up to that. So let's go to the next point. We also need to discuss the absolute idiocy, and I wrote this several years ago, of vaccine passes or passports. Okay, not forgotten by said elite. That was my update a couple of days ago. They haven't forgotten about vaccine passports. As a matter of fact, they're already starting to reinstitute them in some places. There's already places in the United States universities that are telling their students 2 weeks after they came back. They didn't want to do this before they came back because some of them might not have come back. But 2 weeks after they started school, you now have to wear a mask every day. You do that to young adults, that is dangerous. And that's a proven fact. But we have universities that are putting our children and young adults in danger by forcing them to wear masks all day long. I can tell you right now the absolute lunacy of that. Anybody who thinks, especially the cloth mask, but even the surgical mask, do anything to block what most people believe is a virus. It is so tiny that if all of this was true, a virus particle, a COVID virus particle falling down towards a cloth mask, when it hits it, it will go right through it. Let me give you an equivalent. You've heard me say this. It's the equivalent of a BB being dropped through a hula hoop. They're not affected. But what they do is they acquire enough moisture to block a lot of your exhalation. How much of your breath you're getting rid of. What most people don't understand is that when you inhale what your body needs. What you exhale what your body has to get rid of, what's toxic to your body. Once that mask, whether it's a surgical mask or a cloth mask, has enough moisture from your breath to block most of those pores, you are rebreathing those toxins over and over and over and over again. And it is extremely detrimental to the health of anybody wearing it all day long. Ask a surgeon. They are never intended to be worn full time. They do not protect the patients from what is being breathed. What they do is keep a doctor from spitting or drooling or whatever into an open wound. The moisture in his breath, whatever is in his breath, falls directly down onto that open operation. That's why they wear them. Anybody who believes they wear them strictly to protect them from any virus going from them to the patient or from the patient to them, no! But that's what you've been led to believe, and that's why you have to wear them. They do more damage to you than you can ever imagine. But you better wear it, and it's already started again. Okay? We were told this was coming as fall came. Now, please stop to consider the result of what I just described, okay? Is it the it is the vaccinated that are known manufactured super spreaders, not the unvaccinated by natural infection or shedding. Again, fact. But it is the unvaccinated that harassed, segregated, chastised on a continuous basis, while the fully vaccinated are allowed to mingle at a much higher rate, a much higher frequency, and travel anywhere they wish. Now, I just told you that a fully vaccinated individual is a manufactured super spreader. They're allowed to go everywhere and anywhere without a mask. You're not! Or you're not supposed to. And it's coming back, people. How many of you that weren't vaccinated will be forced to get vaccinated this time around? Not joking. It would almost make sense to state that the vaccinations were there to intentionally make you said super spreader of something beyond the basic COVID infection. Why do I say something much more deadly and transmissible beyond the COVID spectrum? Please, again, tell me why a country like Israel, being the most vaccinated country on the planet, COVID-wise, experienced the most massive hospitalizations and deaths. No, not among the unvaccinated, among the fully vaccinated. And what did a massive number of that massive amount of people that ended up in their hospitals die from? COVID, which was 2.5 to 4 times worse to the fully vaccinated than it would have been to somebody who was never vaccinated. I'm not joking. I'm not putting out crap. I'm telling you the truth. The truth over 3 years. The filtered result of what I just gave you is the unvaccinated may not carry any associated viral load, or if infected, a minimum viral load, especially if they're asymptomatic. While every single vaccinated, especially fully vaccinated individual, is in fact a walking super spreader. Those who made this jab can't be anywhere near stupid enough not to know and fully understood this and its ramifications to the public. So you try to convince me this is not 100% intentional. And if so, what are the true ramifications for humanity? Can you say massive population reduction globally in the coming years? Can you say choreographed genocide? I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I just got done telling you unequivocally, absolute fact, check on it, I dare you to, that everybody who is fully vaccinated is a choreographed and intentionally generated super spreader, and they want them to travel all over the planet and all over the country. Why? Because you can't get sick from them, can you? Is there a way to get rid of that spike protein? Yes, there is. And again, there will be a link to that, an article for that. And believe it or not, it comes from the World Health Group. Yeah. And you will be able to go through that. And there's also one on Mercola. You can go to Mercola's website and you can get a despiking process from them as well. Do I think it's worth it? Yeah, I do. Even if you're somebody who never ever got vaccinated, are your friends? Do you work with people who are? And I could go on, okay? We know now, and we knew then, because most of what you just heard was written 1 year ago. Let's go on, because we're running out of time, okay? Some things you need to consider, you all need to consider now, because if ignored, later may not come. Why was humanity literally being coerced or forced into taking a gene therapy absolutely known to be one of the most deadly and damaging pharmaceutical products ever used on humanity? And if refused, we were threatened with measures up to and including forced isolation. Why were we being coerced or forced to take what seemed like an endless number of full vaccinations? Vaccinations that destroy our immune system, trigger heart failure, destroy our minds via blood clots, make possible via spike proteins that multiply in our bodies into the billions, ultimately causing untold deaths over the next decade or sooner. Why was a vast majority of humanity being coerced or forced to take a kill shot that researchers are screaming will slaughter fertility globally, also helping to ensure a vast reduction in global population within the next decade? Why is the global financial system being crashed intentionally, adding more misery and poverty, ultimately death, to the scenarios I've been discussing? Why are our hospitals, first responders, and military being de-staffed? Why? Because they will not take the kill shot for something that has almost no chance of killing them. And to wrap this up for now, how is this affecting our children, who should never have been given the kill shot to begin with? If you know and understand that the flu vaccines are far more deadly to them than COVID could ever be, and you vaccinate your children anyway, how the hell can you ever look at yourself in the mirror again? How about a really good fact for you on that? Agency data, this is the U.S. Health Agency data, show that 173% more children died from the shot than from the virus. Listen to what Roger just said. Data shows 173% more children have died from the vaccine lie than the virus. Yet your child damn right well better get that jab, including yearly shots and boosters needed to attend school. I spent 3 years presenting all that you have just heard or read, and it as it became available. At the top of my lungs, radio shows and articles beyond what I can even count, and all to the very little effect except today, because hindsight is 2020. TLB does not have millions of dollars to build a platform that rivals the mainstream media, although we're working on it. Also, TLB does not have medical credentials necessary to catapult us into the limelight of recognition. But TLB does have the ability to do the research necessary not only to find the important and vital answers, but also to pose the vital and unasked questions, as well as the sheer staying power to continue to put this word out. Again, this article covers 3 years. What's the price of standing up for humanity in your estimation, people? And we are talking about global genocide has already been initiated. Whatever the price is, one of these days soon, you're going to be asked, are you willing to pay it? Steve, what have I missed here?
Well, it's too early to tell me to that you better win.
Okay. Let me cover one more thing, because I think we got about 3 minutes, okay? It's back, people. I already alluded to this, but I put aside a couple of notes just in case I had 2 or 3 minutes. It's back. Mask mandates, contact tracing, re-implemented at colleges and offices in certain cities in this country. There are reports circulating that colleges and offices are beginning to reinstate COVID mask mandates and contact tracing despite no new cases of viruses being reported. The Atlanta Journal Constitution reported Monday that Morris Brown College, a black private liberal arts college, has reinstated the measures as part of a precautionary step. The report notes that students and staff will be asked to mask up while on campus 1 week after classes began. Okay. Look. All of everything that I've given you today, again, we're talking about something over multiple years, okay? We're talking about something that it's not like they didn't know these things were happening. I talked about a lot of these things 3 years ago. I talked about even more of them, or I carried the case forward and amplified how many people had already died, how many cases of myocarditis, when we were just starting to hear about this in 2020, just barely, okay? And in 2021, we heard more. In 2022, we heard more. What we saw was a progression that I could see just by doing research from my computer at home, and a lot of you could too, but yet, if you went to work and they said, are you jabbed? And you said, no, they said, you don't have a job anymore. If you went to school and you said you weren't jabbed and my mom said, I can't get it, you couldn't go to school anymore. What we are saying here is this was an intentional mechanism to get as many people globally vaccinated as possible. Why? I keep telling you this every single show. They want two things: global governance and a vastly reduced population. You're watching, you're witnessing both. If you stand by much longer, there won't be anything to save. All right, Steve, any last words? Because I think we're about done, right?
Yeah, I passed you four images, but I didn't know it was going to make a noise.
Don't worry about it, and I will take a look at the images. For anybody wondering, anything Steve passes me is worth looking at.
All right, folks. See everyone next week.